Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 28, 2014. We'll begin our meeting today with the invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. If you'll rise, please.
And if you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you one more time, asking that you give us your divine wisdom to lead and guide this county in the right direction. Not just this court, but every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you be with those families that have loved ones away fighting for the survival of this country to maintain the strength. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
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 Please join me in the pledge to our nation. Hi. Our nation. I love you, Greg.
We're going to go a little bit out of order today. Under Commissioner's Court, item A is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the bicentennial of the War of 1812. Item B will be tabled as the appraisal district considers more information on the abatement policy. Item C is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Older Americans Month. Do I have a motion on those items A and B? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. I'd like to invite Mrs. Elaine Schellenberger to come up to the podium, and I'll read this proclamation and then ask you to make a few comments if you don't mind. It says, whereas May is Older Americans Month, and whereas the older adults in Jefferson County are the roots from which our community grows, who bestow gifts of wisdom and insight upon younger generations and strengthen the bonds between neighbors to create a better place to live, and whereas the older adults in Jefferson County should be commended for their role in creating and bolstering the fiber of our community and nation, whereas we wish to join together to extend assistance to the older adults of Jefferson County by increasing their opportunities to remain in their communities as active and engaged citizens. Whereas Older Americans Month is sponsored by Nutrition and Services for Seniors, a nonprofit agency dedicated to providing innovative, effective programs that assist older adults in leading quality lives while maintaining dignity and independence. Whereas the purpose of this initiative is to publicly recognize our contributions to the diversity, strength, and unity of our community, and to identify ways to make their lives comfortable and respectable. And whereas to honor those who have significantly contributed to our community, economically, socially, culturally, or otherwise, improving the quality of life in Jefferson County, Nutrition and Services for Seniors is hosting the third annual Deliver the Difference Luncheon benefiting Meals on Wheels to honor Murray Anderson, World War II veteran, Lieutenant General, retired Marvin D. Brailsford, and Ms. June Samuel Brailsford on May 1st, 2014. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim May 2014 as Older Americans Month in Jefferson County.
Thank you so much. I'm so pleased to be here today, and I have a lot of people with me supporting this organization and then our luncheon that's going to be held on May 1st. We invite everyone to come, but you know, the thing that seniors want most, and I think you read it in the proclamation, is to remain in their own home. And sometimes just receiving a meal or having transportation to a life-sustaining appointment is really all they need to do that. And something you might not be aware of is that for us to deliver a meal for a whole year costs $1,662. For someone to go to the nursing home is almost $40,000. So it's a win-win situation for us to keep our seniors at home. And just to think that for us to deliver meals for a whole year is like 6 days in a nursing home or one visit to the emergency room. So what we try to do is keep our seniors at home in order to remain at home but not alone. And we are so excited about the luncheon that we're having Thursday. I hope everyone will come. It's to honor our military. It's a salute to all those who have served, and we have two wonderful examples. I have Murray Anderson here. He served in World War II, and anyone that could sit at his table and hear the stories that he tells is so moving. To have been a young man that gave up his youth to serve our country and see some terrible things, come back, live a life that's benefited our community. It's just hard to say, you know, much more about that. So I just want to applaud him for what he's done. So I hope that all of you will come out on Thursday and join us for this very special day. And just to leave you with a note, I have a note from one of our seniors to tell you just exactly what these meals mean to them. She says, I don't have to worry anymore about what I'm going to eat that day. The meals give me the vitamins and nutrients I need. Seems I feel a lot better with more energy since receiving these delicious meals. Thanks so much for your time. This comes from the real people who are receiving our services, and it speaks volumes. So thank you so much for supporting our program. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you. Next, we'll also stay out of order and go on to item A under Sheriff's Department, which is to consider and approve a resolution recognizing Mr. John B. Hebert for 16 years of dedicated service as an aircraft marine mechanic to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department and to the citizens of the county. Mr. Hebert, would you come forward with the sheriff? And I believe, do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and I believe that Commissioner Weaver has a
Judge, Commissioners, thank you. It's my honor and privilege, John, to read this. And I can remember your first day with the Sheriff's Office, and we spent a lot of time together out there, and you're going to be really missed and your expertise. And it's something that a lot of people don't realize what you do out there day in and day out, and keeping those aircraft up, and you really contributed to the success of that program out there, and I really appreciate you as a friend and as a coworker. So it's my honor and privilege to read this resolution. Whereas John B. Hebert has devoted 16 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. And whereas John Hebert has dedicated his talents and pledged his services as an aircraft mechanic and marine mechanic for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. And whereas John Hebert has made an outstanding contribution to the Aviation Division and Marine Unit serving as an aircraft mechanic and marine mechanic. Both positions require experience and safety training. As an aircraft mechanic, he was responsible for maintaining the aircraft safety standards mandated by Federal Aviation Administration. As a marine mechanic, he performed preventive and repair maintenance to keep all vessels and equipment in good operating condition. And whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, John Hebert has earned the respect of his colleagues and citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, John Hebert is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend John Hebert for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County, and wishes him well in his retirement. Signed this day by Judge Brannick and all commissioners. Congratulations.
I want to thank you guys for
recognizing John, but I also want to publicly thank John for all the work and dedication that he's done for us. As you know, Commissioner, I mean, his talents and his abilities, we've not found anything that the man can't do. He's a genius, whether it's electrical or mechanical. He is instrumental in giving us and in the sheriff's office the capabilities that we have and keeping us going. John's a veteran. He's been around a long time, and I said before, he and I are the same age. There's something wrong with all these people retiring. We're still working, but John, I want to thank you for everything that you've done for us. We couldn't do the things that we do without you and your talents. We've got the county watch here, the county Rolex for you before you go. We want you to have that, John. Appreciate all that you've done, and we'll give you 30 minutes to say whatever you like.
What he told me he was going to be doing is spending all his time riding around in Finette, calling my office, trying to tell us what we need to do out there. That's what he told me.
I'll fix you up, Brent. I just want to say thank you very much for giving me the privilege of working for the county. And everything. That's it.
Thank you. Well, best wishes to you. All right. Yeah, we already voted on it. All right, we'll move on to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve it. Oh, yes. Mr. Hebert, I forgot if you'll sign this yet.
John, we got a flag that you can fly in front of your house.
John, who's going to keep Stanley and Mark in line?
All right, moving on to items under purchasing. Item A is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for adult sites for Jefferson County Mosquito Control District with Clark Mosquito Control Products, Inc. for a second additional one-year renewal from June 2nd, 2014 to June 1st, 2015. Item B was already acted upon last week, so will be passed. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with LexisNexis in Jefferson County for Lexis.com access for Judge Rugg for the 58th District Court for a three-year term at a monthly cost of $112 for 1 year, year one, $116 for year two, and $120 for year three. Do I have a motion on those items? Been moved and seconded. Discussion? That's my concern, is that that's a contested seat and it's a three-year term.
It can be moved.
But what if somebody else prefers Westlaw? Okay. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, item A is consider the county commitment to the American Eagle Minimum Revenue Guarantee, which is actually to add 197,000 to the revenue guarantee, bring the county total commitment to $447,000, which is over the long term, though, we'll be getting, or even over the short term, we've gotten way more than that in airport improvement project grant fundings and passenger facility charge fees by having them here. So do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
And moved and seconded. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct for additional cost for automobiles and trucks and road machinery. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer constable for travel. Item C is consider and approve budget transfer for constable for travel for a different precinct. Item D is consider and approve applying for the 2014 Port Security Grant. Requested funding is $54,000 with the cash match of $18,000, and it will be for replacement parts and equipment for the Marine unit. The match will be funded by forfeiture funds or the Marine unit. Item E is to receive and file the financial and operating statements for the month ending March 31st, 2014. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 392942 through 393202. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Alford. Do I have a second? Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? One item I didn't cover under County Commissioners, which is item D, to adopt a resolution in order designating the county grant representative and authorizing County Transportation Infrastructure Fund grant program agreement and authorizing county judge to execute same. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And via addendum, one item under engineering, which is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute overweight vehicle permits for the Rutherford Oil Company, LaBelle and Garner Roads in Precinct Number 2 in Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our agenda. Is there anything any member of the court or elected official wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? That one, Madam Clerk, we already did that last week, and it got on there again accidentally, so we've already taken action on that last week. So it was just passed. I would note that there is some Houston television stations that are starting to put out some news stories about Syria and chemical weapons that were used in Syria being brought into Jefferson County for disposal at the Veolia facility. I want the public to be aware of the fact that there are some chemicals that are going to be disposed of, likely, at Veolia in Port Arthur. Those chemicals that are coming out of Syria are going to be placed on an aircraft carrier and somewhere, probably in the Indian Ocean or somewhere else, they will go through a process on the aircraft carrier that will change their constituent nature. Many of the products then will then be inert. They will be less dangerous than a lot of the chemicals that go down our roadways and tanker trucks every day. I think that there was a lot of hype that was brought to bear in announcing this, but we are not chemicals are not coming directly from Syria to here. They're being deactivated and changed. Their constituent nature will not be harmful, and so there's no need for anyone to become concerned about that process. Anything else? We're not getting the Syrian chemical weapons. We're not getting a cake. We're getting some of the flour out of the cake, and after it's been taken apart. So it's not anything that should cause concern to the citizenry. And whether or not, and all voters in Jefferson County, regardless of party, regardless of what primary they voted in, are eligible to vote in this special election. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. All right. Nothing further, then we are adjourned.